Hey, Vinny, what's going on, man? Coming from Bama, now heading over to Louisiana. Do you expect to catch any grief from LSU fans?
It wouldn't be right if I didn't catch a little bit of grief, but hopefully, I hope that I can win them over whenever I hit a couple people during the season.
Hey, Vinny, how much contact did you have with the Saints during the pre-draft process?
Honestly, not that much. I had a couple conversations with a couple scouts and a couple coaches, but, you know, it's a great surprise. You know, I can't wait to be with Mark Ingram again. This will be the first time I've ever played with him, and it's a really exciting time for me.
What's your special teams background, Vinny?
You know, in Alabama, I did punt, punt return, kickoff, kickoff return. I held field goals. You know, I've done basically everything.
I mean, without bragging too much, are you a standout? Do you consider any of those things, you know, something that might have helped sell you as a asset to an NFL team?
Yes, sir. I believe so. You know, I love being on the field in any way. So, I mean, if it's special teams, if it's defense, if it's nickel, if it's dime, I just want to be on the field and have my presence known.
What about being a coach's son?
You know, being a coach's son, I feel like really helped me out. Being with my dad, learning defenses, learning schemes, learning quarterback progressions, because my brother's a quarterback. I know all that. I know how to look at offensive linemen stances because of my dad, and get tips and stuff like that, whether it's run or pass. You know, it's been a real blessing to come from a family like I have.
Vinny, can you talk about this day and just kind of the emotions that have come with it?
Oh, my gosh. It's been a crazy ride. Today was tough. Sitting at home watching the TV and just hearing everybody else's names called, but yours is really, really tough. But, you know, you just got to keep your faith with the Lord, and that's what I've done. And, you know, I can't imagine being anywhere else now. You know, Who Dat Nation for a long time.
Was it kind of funny being drafted in the same 10-minute period as A.J. McCarron and Aaron Murray, all the other guys that got a little more publicity probably in the SEC?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I rehabbed with Aaron Murray down in Pensacola, and we worked out together getting ready for our pro day, and then I'm really good friends with A.J. McCarron, so I saw him come off the board, and I was just like, oh, I'm so happy for them, but I'm kind of hoping my name gets called. My name got called right after, and it was like, oh, perfect.
Yeah, I think you had another year of eligibility remaining. What went into your thought process of coming out now?
You know, I just feel like I'm ready to make that next step. It's not about the money for me. It's not about being a first-round draft pick. It's about the love of the game and fulfilling a dream. And my dream is to play in a professional organization. And you know what? The Saints is the perfect one for me right now.
To what extent do you think your injury last season affected your draft status?
What'd you say?
Do you think that your recent injury affected your draft status at all? Do you think you would have gone earlier? Or do you think
You know, injuries can always affect draft status, and it can always push you back. And, you know, I just tried to look past that and believe that the team was going to have faith in me like Coach Saban did when he was recruiting me. And that's all I need is a chance. And that's what I've done since I was in high school and since I got to college. And all I need is a chance to prove myself worthy.
Hey, how is the knee doing right now?
What'd you say?
How is your knee?
It's great. You know, I got cleared to do everything from rookie minicamp to OTAs to fall camp. So, I mean, I can't wait to get started. I can't wait to be down in New Orleans and can't wait to be a Saint.
Obviously, there'll be some natural comparisons to a strong safety who played here for a long time from Alabama, Roman Harper. Is that similar to how you're used or would expect to be used, blitzing a lot, run support a lot, or what's your style, I guess?
Yeah, you know, I love being the box. I was a linebacker all throughout high school, so I definitely know how to read runs and come down in the box and be a box player. But, you know, I'm also somebody that you can bring off the line and blitz and bring a little bit of pressure on the quarterback. So, you know, I'm just really excited right now. The emotions that I have right now are unbelievable. I'm excited, nervous, and just really, really, really enthusiastic about the opportunity.
So you have some interesting memories from New Orleans?
Yeah. First national championship against LSU, which I'm obviously sure the LSU fans aren't going to want to hear about. But, you know, I was able to start in those games at all special teams and at dime. And then this past year when I was hurt and we played Oklahoma, you know, it was tough to be on the sidelines, but, you know, you just walk into the Superdome and I remember telling people, you know, I would love to play for a team like New Orleans because their fans are unbelievable, and they remind me of Alabama fans because they're so enthusiastic and so loving of their team. And I honestly am so happy with being a Saint.
Well, aren't a lot of Alabama fans Saints fans also? Isn't that their pro team?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of Saints fans in Alabama, and I'm getting a lot of texts right now from Alabama fans saying that they couldn't be happier for me to become a Saint. And, you know, I'm actually in my mom's bathroom right now looking at a Florida Lee on the doorknobs in her bathroom. It's crazy how things work, and I can't imagine being anywhere else, and it's just really exciting.
Awesome. Thank you so much, man.
Take care. Good luck. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Vinny. Thank you.